Hey, this is Trevor. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Trevor, my guy, how's it going? Don't judge me. Please don't. Don't call me immature. Please don't call me lazy. Please don't tell my boss. But, I just spent 2 hours watching Blue Jays fans go through hell and heaven and then hell again. Straight up. They had him. Shohei. Ohtani. I don't watch a lot of baseball. I don't even watch a little baseball. But even I know this guy's like the what? The what? The MJ, the Tom Brady of baseball. Toronto, so close to getting free sushi. For real, for the weekend. You know that would have happened, okay? So close to guaranteeing that, but there they were being led on. I've never seen anything like it. This will definitely be in the documentary. The Blue Jays documentary, the MLB documentary, and the Shohei documentary. It's going to have this, because that was insane. I don't think I've ever seen a fan base get fucked over slash duped like that. Ever. And it was so entertaining and satisfying to watch from this side. And I don't even watch, again, baseball or hate the Blue Jays. I'm just petty. I'm just so fucking petty, okay? I'm so happy that that didn't happen to my Packers or my Canucks. For real, man. I said it, right? You're gonna go through hell, heaven, and hell. That's what it's like to be a Blue Jays fan on this Friday, right? And hell is waiting, right? All week, maybe all month, there's that chance that you'll get this guy, the best player ever, on your team. And it's the worst when you have to wait for the news as a sports fan, because there you are spending so much meaningless time, meaningless energy, meaningless thought on something that you have absolutely no control over, and that's $1 billion. Yet again, you care about it more, that news, than the current state of your family, your relationships. It's the truth. It's the truth. If you a diehard crackhead fan like me, it's the fucking truth. So yeah, you're going through hell, and then you see the reports, the tweets from certified people saying it's done. And then you also see a jet from Japan fly into Toronto, allegedly. You see it go viral on Twitter. And then you see Shohei allegedly walking through some sort of private terminal in Toronto right around the same time the video of the plane landing went viral. It was nuts. It all made sense, and then it didn't. Just like that, in a span of 2 hours, I saw a YouTube channel gain 2,000 followers in 30 minutes because of the buzz around this. We're talking about Toronto, one of the biggest cities in the world. We're talking about baseball. I know you don't give a fuck about baseball, but it's a huge sport. Look at the money. And then you're talking about Shohei, the fucking GOAT. He can do it all. You don't even have to watch baseball, but you got to respect that. Multi-position, pitcher and home run hitter, that's fucked. And not just a pitcher, like we're talking the best. That's fucked. Again, this guy almost landed in one of the biggest cities on this side of the world. And you know how the networks would spin this, right? They would say Canada. Canada got Shohei. Not just Toronto, Canada. And it almost happened. And that was so fun to watch. The emotions of other sports fans live. And then ultimately having them be devastated. And yeah, there's a chance that you're still going to get this guy. But again, that waiting. It's the worst. It's the fucking worst. You know when you're going through life stuff, real stuff, career stuff? That's natural. That's inevitable. That's life. That's growth. That's your future. If you're going to spend time thinking / overthinking, you might as well do it on that. But here you are, as a Blue Jays fan, having your fucking weekend destroyed. Like, if you're a diehard crackhead motherfucking Blue Jays fan, you are going through it. You might be canceling plans. You're gonna suck at work for the next 2 days. It's just the truth, man. What a drug. What a fucking drug. Sports, man. It also makes winning way more important, and I'm happy that I can take that part of such a quote-unquote meaningless obsession and bring it to every other facet of my fucking life. And don't be ashamed. Don't call me lazy again. Don't tell my boss. I know I just wasted a ton of time doing that, but that was something that I needed. Yo, have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. I don't know when you listen to this, but hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace. Good morning.